eternal soul of man. We know that Adam was the first living soul of man. When we begin to look in Genesis and we begin to read, we see all the creation of Almighty God. And yet we see that God walked among men. And we see that even God walked among men, but yet there come a time that God withdrew Himself from a lot of people. Because of the corruption, because of sin, because of the imagination and the thought. Thousands of years go by, then we see the truth walking again. We see that the Word of God said that Christ said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." And we know tonight it's the truth that will make us free from the bondage of sin. As much as light and darkness has no fellowship, as much as God and the devil has no fellowship, truth and falseness has no relation. Heaven and hell has no fellowship. We know that if we walk and continue in God's word, we are in truth with Christ. If my words abide in you, and you abide in me, if we abide together. When God looked upon the earth and he saw the darkness and all of that, it's like he just stepped out and the darkness had to go back. He would speak a word and there would be light. There was. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the same was in the beginning with God. And all things were made for the pleasure of the Son of God, Christ. Isn't that awesome to think of how much God's love and His fellowship wants to be? If I walk in the light, Brother Randy, as He is in the light, I will have fellowship with one another. Amen to God. And we can see that when God had took everything He had made, He said, "It was good. It was good. It was good. It was good." Because all good things come from above. Amen. Amen to God. Thank God for that. But here, when He wanted to make an image of Himself, when He wanted to look at Himself, it's like you and me looking in a mirror. We want to see what's in the mirror, and the mirror reflects what is in front of the mirror. When I get in the Word of God, when I hear it preached, I can see the image of God coming forth by the Word of God and the Spirit of truth. Because it's the Spirit of truth that brings the Word of truth to the light of the glorious gospel.
Amen.
When he said to maybe that person that was blind, he would maybe just spit, rub their eyes, put a clay, and then he said, "Go and wash." That man that was in darkness would soon see the light of who he was.
Amen.
And I thank God that he is the light of the world.
Amen.
Adam, as God takes the dust, the dirt of the earth, you can see he begins to carve. He begins, we know he's the potter and Adam's the clay and God is creating him.
Amen.
God begins to, it's awesome how God thinks and his ways are past finding out. But by the Spirit, he'll take us into his word to let us know that that word, when it spoke, things happen.
Amen.
Amen.
Here he begins to make a man.
Praise God.
Man never made himself. God made man.
That's right.
Amen.
And all things that were made was made by God Almighty.
Amen.
Yes, yes.
But here he wanted fellowship. He put a paradise there. Everything man could ever want was right there that God gave him without man asking God for anything.
Amen.
Thank God.
Lord.
But as he began to create, I could see him begin to form that dust, and I could see that form beginning to take shape. And thank God, it's like when a woman conceives that seed form begins to take shape.
Yes.
Amen to God. Do you? I mean that. Yes. Next thing, I mean, you, when that first takes place, you don't see fingers and eyes and hands, and you don't hardly see nothing there. But as time, it begins to develop.
Right.
And that's what God, in His love, Brother Hall, when He ascended into heaven, He sent back gifts to the church of the living God. He gave to the church apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, to the perfect man, Christ Jesus, that when He comes, we will be that church that's ready to meet Him. Thank God. I thank God for that. I thank God for the wisdom and the knowledge and the understanding that He placed in this book by the Spirit of God, inspired of God, that I could read it and know what it means by the interpretation of the Spirit of truth.
Amen.
I see His eyes. Some people could have said, were they blue? Were they brown? How long was His hair? How short was it? How tall was He? I believe He had 10 fingers. I believe He had it because when they saw the Lamb of God, He looked like a man. Amen to God. Even though John the Baptist said, behold the Lamb of God. He wasn't looking at a lamb. He was looking at God in the flesh. Do you hear that? God wrapped Himself in human flesh. Oh, thank God. Conceived of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
As the Word of God by the Spirit of God put into Mary, that no man had nothing to do with it.
Amen.
Oh, God. God never looked at no man or nobody before that time. How should we make it? But He said, let us make man in our image and likeness.
Amen.
Next thing you know, there's hands and there's feet and there's legs, and yet there was eyes and there was a mouth and all of those things, but there was no life in Him.
Amen.
And then God Almighty breathed into His creation.
Yeah.
He breathed in. It was like God taking His life and putting His life into His work. And all of a sudden, man became a living soul. He got up and He saw the very creation of it. He saw His Creator. And blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see the same God Adam saw. I thought, oh God. Isn't it something when Moses comes to that book? Isn't it something? 40 years he wants to see God.
Yes.
Who's invisible. Oh God. 40 years looking for this God who he did not know he could see, but he believed he would see Him if he endured to it.
Amen. Yes, yes, Lord. Praise God.
40 years later, He's called into that mountain. And as He turns to see, He sees a bush. It's on fire, but it's not being consumed. I want to be like that bush. I want to know the God of that bush. I want to know this holy God. I want to walk holy. He said, be ye holy, for I am holy, saith the Lord.
Amen.
Oh.
Thank you, Lord.
He turns aside, and as God sees this, He comes up close to that bush, and a voice speaks out of that bush.
Yeah. Come on. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank God that God will put men and women into the pulpit today that will speak the words of eternal life. And those, thou God tonight, He is the potter on the inside doing a work, my God. Let He finish it. And when He does, we will be complete in Christ.
Amen. Amen.
He falls.
Thank you, Lord.
All of a sudden, he hears the voice says, Moses, take off thy shoes, for the place you're standing.
Yes.
Yeah.
this platform should be holy. These, well, when holy hands handled by the Holy Ghost, He comes alive to the dead. They can come alive. To the sick, they can be healed. To the captive, they can be set free by the power of the spoken word of God.
Amen.
He represents us there. We represent Him here. We are the workmanship, as same as Adam was the workmanship of God.
Amen.
He stands up. And the first thing he sees is this glorious God.
Amen.
Oh, he knew no sin.
Amen.
But God gave him a will.
Hallelujah.
That he could choose what he wanted.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I'm going here tonight because of the dream that God had given me concerning the soul of man. When he came to this earth, he came for a purpose. He came for the will of the Father.
Yes.
I heard Pastor Randy talk about speak tonight. And I heard this. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Why did He do that? Because God loved man.
Amen.
And when the Son of Man came, the Son of Man, now God gave His only begotten Son. But when His Son came, the Son gave His life for the soul of man. Do you hear that? God loved you so much that He was willing to give His very best. But Christ loved you so much, He was willing to die, my God, for your eternal soul. Why? Because Adam, my Lord and my God, what a gospel. It's a glorious gospel. It's an everlasting gospel. It's a pure gospel. My God, sir, He's coming back. He's coming back. He's coming back for a church that's walking with Him on this earth.
Thank you, Lord.
God.
Oh, glory. Hallelujah.
Yeah, my God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Keep on walking.
Amen, preacher.
God loved you so much.
Yeah.
He gave His best.
Oh, yeah. Amen.
And the Son of God loved you so much.
Yeah.
He gave His life.
Amen.
And we, the church, should love Him so much that we'll let nothing separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. My God, church, death, life, principality, powers, sickness, devil, nothing can separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus tonight. God, and I thought, oh God, as You showed me in that dream,
praise God. Thank You.
I believe in the simplicity of the gospel. I don't need to hear big words. I don't have a Webster dictionary with me. You know, maybe if I had a smartphone with me, I could start seeing heavy. Not long ago, I mean, I hear brothers get up and they start saying big words, and I'm saying, I don't know what that means. But I sure know what thus saith the Lord. I know what the Spirit of God speaketh expressively. I said the Spirit, my God, so truth. He's real. He's real in my soul. He's real. He's real in my heart. He's real. He's real. My God is real. I read to you tonight, if John would walk through the doors and he would stand in this pulpit, he could say, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health. even as thy soul prospers. That's a God that I serve tonight. This is a God that says, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. But lo, I'm with you. Not sometime, but all the way. Oh my God. In the prison, he was with Paul. In the prison, he was with Peter. Oh my God. In the lion's den, he was with Daniel. In the fiery furnace, he was with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I'm talking about a God that cannot fail. What a gospel. There is power, 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 wonder, 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 working power in the blood, in the blood. When I see the blood, when I see the blood. I feel the Holy Ghost of heaven.
Thank you, Jesus.
When I see the blood,
yes. Thank the Lord.
I heard some time ago that there's some that says, I don't want a bloody gospel. And they don't want the God of this book that I have. They don't want the author and finisher of this book.
Amen.
Because he shed his blood.
Amen. Thank the Lord.
He gave more than any man could ever give. He had more than what this world could offer. Do you hear that? I thought when he came, he fed them, he healed them, and he made this statement. He spoke the word. I thought, God, everything about you is truth. Everything about you, it sums. It says, all the ways of the Lord are in righteousness, and all his works are holy. That means he'll do a holy work on holy clay. What do you say? Noah was a preacher of righteousness.
Amen.
It's not my righteousness that made me righteous.
Amen.
But it was his righteousness.
Amen.
And the reason I'm holy tonight, because he's holy in me. The reason I'm saved tonight is because the Savior's in me. The reason I've been born again, he redeemed me by the power of his blood, not with silver and gold. Oh my God. I'm telling you, church, this is real. This is real. And we get excited for it.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
More than anything in my life, I've got to make it. I've been knocked down. Oh, you know, of all the... I'm just saying this just to make an example, but every man that steps up to that home plate, every man that hits that ball, if he never crosses that home plate, all of that won't win again.
Amen.
But one man that can step up and hit a grand slam, he will empty the bases. He's going to empty the pews. He's going to empty that church that loves him. I'm talking about a glorious church, a holy church that belongs to God. I said, oh, dear God.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father.
How can this holy God,
thank you, Lord.
How can this Christ that would take on sinful flesh, feel the pain, feel the hurt, the temptations, the hunger, the thirst, he was touched in all of our infirmities. But I can never go to him and say, Lord, if you only felt what I felt. Oh, If you only know what I'm going through. I believe you can say, son, I've been there. I've been on that cross. I've been weary at that well. Oh, I've been lied about. I've been blasphemed.
Yeah.
I've been persecuted.
Yeah.
They wanted to kill me. They wanted to throw me over the hill.
Yeah.
But all these things never moved me.
That's right. I just kept on going.
Yeah. I kept on going.
Yeah.
I kept doing the will of the Father.
Yeah.
I kept preaching the gospel.
Yeah.
I kept saving souls. I kept healing the sick. I kept casting out devils.
Yeah.
I come not to do my will, but I come to do His will. I come to save that soul of man, to redeem him unto God.
Yes, Lord.
Praise
God. You know, when you think of the soul, not one of us in here can show us that.
Amen.
It's like you trying to tell me, how do you know you fell in love?
Thank you, Lord.
You'll be the one that knows.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen, brother.
That's right.
Amen. And you'll soon find out if the other one fell in love with you.
Amen.
Come. And you'll find out if that one quits loving you. You would say, well, get me another bottle of love. No, they just walked away love. But he said, I love you with an everlasting love. Oh, thank God. Thank God. Oh, my God, my God, my God. But I'm telling you, God help us. The one of the scriptures in Matthew said, the love of many shall wax cold. Oh, why? I don't believe he was talking about the world. The world's always hated. Oh, do you hear me? He was talking about his church, just like the church of Ephesus. You don't love me no more. I love every bit of this world. I love every bit of it. I love from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. I lay my head in his bosom any day. I want to walk in the very steps. Oh my God. Order my steps in thy word, oh God.
Amen.
Let me be led of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Let me see.
Praise God.
I was praying and I said, oh Lord, sometimes be careful what you pray.
Come on, praise God. Praise God. Oh Lord, thank you.
You say, why? Because sometimes you ask.
Uh-huh.
As you ask amiss.
Uh-huh. Come on, amen.
Amen. You know, that scripture, the dream, I begin to look through the scriptures about it. And it's just like we can quote scriptures. But then let God bring revelation to you.
Yeah,
he, like, he brings you back.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
Don't ever get away from that cross.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
But anytime you get away from his word, you get away from who all about who he is.
That's right. Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
We must stay in that word.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. Washed, redeemed.
Amen.
That word has power.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Lord, I'm standing here tonight on this earth because he spoke it.
Yes.
Amen. I'm breathing this air because he made it.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Right.
I mean, it's not like God has to have lungs to breathe.
That's right.
Do you hear me?
Yeah.
I mean, I can tell you. He can have a man. You know, I thought that, Brother Randy. You know, the Bible says all things are possible to him that believeth.
Amen.
And I thought to myself, what if God would have put in that Bible, Jonah swallowed that whale? I'd say, I believe it.
I believe it.
Oh, you're one of those crazy people. If God told me to go fishing for a whale, I'm going to take some ketchup and tartar sauce with me. Shout with me. Do you hear me? If God spits in my eyes and tells me go down to the Ohio River, I may not know how to get there, but I can tell you, I'll find my way there sooner or later.
Yes.
I'll find my way there. He said, in the day you seek me with all your heart, you'll find me. You'll find me. I'm like a pearl hid out there. But when you find that pearl, are you willing to give everything for that pearl? Oh, every word of God is a pure pearl. It's life.
life everlasting. The words I speak are spirit and life.
Amen.
Just speak the word, Lord.
Amen.
Speak the word.
Praise God.
It's 4 o'clock. Get up and pray. Lord, do you know what time it is? Like we're trying to tell him what time it is. Hello. Amen. When he said this in his messages, I thought, Lord, you said that what would it profit a man to gain the whole world?
Come on, brother.
Yes.
Or what can a man give in exchange?
Amen.
Come on.
For his soul.
Oh yes. Amen.
He can't.
Yes, that's right.
Amen.
Because if it could be done, and people would try it.
Oh yeah.
We would say Christ, we would say what God gave, there could be a substitute in his place.
Come on, brother.
What am I saying? If I could buy my way into heaven, then why did Christ come?
That's right.
Shout with me if you want to.
Come on, brother.
If I owned all of the state of Ohio and I got ready to die, God would not take it in exchange. And I thought, my God, the price you put on man's eternal soul. It's like putting air in a glass and say, do you see the air? Or it's like saying that in that jar is my wife's love for me. Don't ever break that jar. It may.
Come on, brother.
Come on now.
Come on, brother.
But everything about him, from in the beginning to the end, he is love. He is merciful. He is long-suffering. He is goodness. The long-suffering of God, as it was in the days of Noah, that none would perish.
Yes. Amen.
The goodness of the Lord leads us to repentance.
Amen.
When's the last time you repented?
Amen.
Shout with me. Oh. Oh, when I see the goodness of the Lord, I've got to stop and kneel once in a while and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You brought me through another day. Oh, thank you, Lord. I'm not somewhere. Oh, suffering. I know we can suffer, but I can tell you, blessed be the name of the Lord. He read it in Psalms 103. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Let's not forget all of his benefits. I got up this morning. I didn't read my name in the obituary. I got up this morning still in love with God. I've had a few aches. I've had some pain. But I'm still carrying my cross. I'm still pushing in. I'm still fighting devils. I'm still rebuking down. Why? Because of him who he is. He is the redeemer of mankind. He's the savior of the world. He's the great physician. He is soon coming in.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord.
He'll crown your life.
Yes, Holy One.
From destruction.
Yeah, from destruction.
He didn't take a rib out of me.
No.
But he sure took the sin out.
Come on, praise the
Lord.
Some people he took the devil out.
Come on, amen.
And he put him in.
Yeah.
Oh, what a Savior.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
30-some years.
Yeah. Praise God.
I still keep on going.
Hallelujah.
Been hurt a lot of times.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. You will suffer in this world. If you think this world loves you, you better get back to your love who he is.
Amen.
That world's not a misunderstood friend.
Mm-hmm.
That world many churches, many trying to get people saved today. I can tell you, all we got to do is look in this book and see the one seated at the right hand of God. He'll be the one that saves. He don't need our wisdom. He don't need our eloquent speech. He don't even need our character. Matter of fact, he don't even need you. But I tell you, sister, we sure need him.
Amen.
We sure need him.
Oh, yes. Amen.
If it wasn't for him, I don't believe I'd be standing here.
Amen.
Because you wouldn't let me in the first place.
Come on.
What are you saying? If I walked through that door as I did 30 some years ago, he needs set free.
Come on, brother.
Oh, I can tell you, I don't look like I do now. I was younger.
Yeah.
But I was sure ugly.
Come on, brother.
You know why? Sin made me ugly.
Come on, brother.
Oh, I don't care how pretty you look.
Yeah.
When you look in the mirror, if it's you, oh, your filth, your righteousness is a filthy rag.
Yeah.
Oh, you no more. You look like Adam laying there.
Oh,
you're dead. I said you're dead in trespasses and sins.
Amen.
But when God put his spirit in you, you become another man. That old man just left the mirror. Shout with me. I said that old man just went out of the mirror. And the new man, Christ. Old things are passed away. The old man stepped out of the mirror. And the new man stepped in. And you can say, blessed be the Lord. I've been fearfully and wonderfully made in the image and in the likeness of God Almighty. Bless his holy name.
Yeah. Bless the Lord.
Well, I don't look like you. You ought to be glad.
Bless the Lord.
You ever noticed when I was in the world, I said, what if I look like him? Woo. Wow. Well, if I had his height and all his, woo, I'd be something. I'm telling you, without Christ, he's still nothing.
That's right.
He could be the richest man in the world, and he's still nothing.
Amen.
The poorest man.
That's right.
Wow. I don't know who the richest man, but they got a lot of it. I don't know. But I can tell you right now,
thank you,
I'd rather be the poorest man in the world and go to be with him than to be the richest man and lift my eyes up in hell.
Come on.
Ask that man. He looked at all he had. And he began to think. He began to think. Well, this is what I'll do. As a man thinketh, so is he. I'm going to pull them barns down. And I'm going to build greater barns. And I'm going to bestow all of my fruits, all that I've got. I'm going to put it in them barns. And then I'm going to ease myself back. And say, oh soul, you got a lot stored up. Many years. And all of a sudden, somebody else starts talking.
Yeah, buddy.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
30 some years
Amen.
Ago.
Keep on talking.
He revealed himself to me.
Yeah.
Amen.
Almost like a man in a storm, held in darkness by the power of the devil.
Come on.
Listen, that sinner out there can't get free on his own.
That's right.
Come on, brother.
You can't do it. You don't have power over the devil without Christ.
Amen.
Do you hear that?
Come on, brother.
You know, we've tried all kinds. Education don't set a man free.
That's right.
Do you hear that?
Amen.
It's the Christ that when he tells the devil to go, the devil has to obey.
Amen. Amen.
Can you believe the devil's obeying?
Oh, yeah.
Just get the church to obey.
Yes. Amen.
And the devils have to go.
That's right.
Amen.
When God breathed his self into him, he became a living soul. He stood up. He had fellowship. You know, the Bible speaks about a man's face in the water. It reflects his face, you know. Maybe that was the first mirror. I don't know. You get in clear water, you can see yourself.
Amen.
Oh, I can tell you, this word is plain.
Oh, yes.
To somebody that really wants it. You know, I've been seeing this happen more and more. When you read a scripture and you read it there, and what it is, it has a period, means this sentence is complete. Well, what we've done, we've took the period out and put a comma in there or and add a little bit more to it. Oh, you can't add nothing to Christ. Oh, when God looks at his right hand, he sees the Son.
Yes.
And you better thank God he's your mediator.
Amen.
You better thank God he's your advocate.
Oh, yeah.
Because I can tell you, God looks at his Son.
Oh, yeah.
To see the church.
That's right.
God looks down from heaven.
Yes, he does.
He ain't interested in seeing Danny Patterson.
No.
He's not interested in all my wisdom, knowledge. All he wants to see is his Son.
Yes.
In that body.
Amen.
That's what God wanted to see. Sister Lena, God wanted to see himself in man.
Amen.
That's right, brother. Amen.
Come on, brother.
Come on. Charlie, not that God wears glasses. He don't need a hearing aid. He don't need glasses.
That's right. That's right.
He don't need shoes.
Right.
All he needs is a willing vessel.
That's right.
Amen.
And when he gets done, he will equip you. That he'll have need of nothing.
Come on.
Amen.
Amen.
When I come naked, he comes to clothe.
Yeah.
Come on, bro.
When I come blind, he comes to see.
Amen.
I was once blind.
Yeah.
But now I see.
Amen.
I was once naked, but now I'm clothed with Christ.
Amen.
What a gospel.
Amen.
Go with me quickly to Psalms 49. Psalms 49. Oh, church, I know that he's coming. Psalms 49. I want to read, because this all is going along with the soul of man. If I could buy love, it wouldn't be worth buying. Because somebody would pay a bigger price.
Come on, brother. Come on.
Do you hear that? God could say, I could buy his love by giving him anything he wants. That don't buy that heaven. There's somebody, you could give them everything in the world, they'll still hate you.
That's right, amen.
I'm telling you, church. Psalms 49. But now verse 7 and verse 8 is what? But I want to read this whole 20 verses. Hear this, all ye people. Verse 1. Give ear, all ye inhabitants of the world, both low and high, rich and poor together. My mouth shall speak of wisdom, and the meditation of my heart shall be of understanding. I will incline my ear to a parable. I will open my dark sayings upon the heart. Wherefore should I fear in the days of evil, when the iniquity of my heels shall compass me about? Now listen to this. Listen to this carefully. They that trust in their wealth and boast themselves in the multitude of their riches, none of them can by any means redeem his brother, nor give to God a ransom for him.
Yes.
We know who paid the ransom, brother.
Amen.
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 Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Bless you, Lord.
I was just in Haiti, and the brother I was with, some years ago, the Haitians begin to kidnap people. And he got kidnapped. He was in his vehicle going towards Port-au-Prince, I believe it was. He was telling me this. I just found this out from him. And he said what happened was, there were some men up there standing, and they just stopped him. They took him, got in his car, took him into some woods and kept him there and sent for a ransom. I think they was wanting close to, I don't know, 300,000, some 500, some great big number. But nobody was willing to pay the ransom. I'm serious.
Come on, bro.
And because he was a citizen of America, the FBI came there to negotiate.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, sent the FBI. Because it was a kidnapping.
Yes. Yes.
And they got there and they began to try to negotiate with him. And finally, They got him down to $4,200. I said, well, you was worth $4,200. And they let him go for that. Well, I can tell you, there was a ransom paid, brother. Come on. There was a ransom paid for you, Charlie. There was a ransom paid for you, sister. There was a ransom paid for every one of us. His name is Jesus Christ. He paid the ransom. There's no greater love than a man can have that he laid his life down. He laid it down freely, and he got up the third day freely also. I said, so you was worth $4,200. His car was worth more than that. But they decided to let him go for that. That's all they had.
Oh my goodness.
I was in Mexico some time back. I was over in Mexico. And the pastor there, I got talking to him. And he said there was a man over in the States. He was a businessman. He had a car lot, owned a car lot business. And those people in Mexico know who you are. Because they got people in the States too. Well, what happened? He got over there and they kidnapped him. They held him for ransom.
Oh boy.
True. This is a truth. This is true. And what happened? They sent and they said they wanted 10 brand new vans. He had a big car business. Big business. And they know that. They got them on both sides working. And they said, now you've got a certain amount of time to have them back and have them. We want them over here. Well, they wouldn't do it. They said, you've got a certain time. If you're not, you're going to see what happened to him. They're going to kill him. Well, what they done, they begin. They put his hand down and cut one of his fingers off. They put it and sent it over there. They said, now, we still want those vans. Well, guess what? They got ten brand new vans. Because they meant business, brother. They were going to cut his fingers off. They were going to keep cutting his parts off till he had no more parts on him. Well, I can tell you, 2,000 years ago.
Come on.
Now listen carefully. He said, if your eye offends you,
yes, sir.
Come on.
Pluck it out.
Oh, yeah.
If your hand offend you, cut it off.
Uh-huh.
If your feet offend you, cut them off.
Come on.
Come on. Oh, but don't let your soul go to hell.
Yeah.
What God was saying, the price on your soul is worth more than silver and gold. The price of your soul is worth more than the world. The price of your soul was for my son to die, to shed his blood, to take my God to it. What a price he paid for you to have eternal life.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes.
And when he breathed in Adam, he became a living soul.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
He breathed.
Praise
God. Praise. He breathed, didn't he?
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Thank God he gave me the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Lord. Yes. Thank you.
Cannot buy.
Father God. Thank you for the Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Jesus.
But just be willing and obedient.
Yes.
Let me finish this. Lord, 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 what a gospel. Verse 8. For the redemption of their soul is precious, and it ceases forever. It's forever. Now listen to this. That he should still live forever and not see corruption. For he seeth that wise men die, likewise the fool, and the brutish person perish and leaves their wealth to others. You ain't taking nothing out with you.
That's right. Amen.
Their inward thought
is that their houses shall continue forever, and their dwelling places to all generations. They call their lands after their own names. Nevertheless, man, being in honor, abideth not. He is like the beast that perishes. This their way is their folly, yet their prosperity approve their sayings, Selah. Like sheep they are laid in the grave. Death shall feed on them, and the upright shall have dominion over them in the morning, and their beauty shall consume in the grave from their dwelling. But God will redeem my soul from the power of the grave.
Yes.
For he shall receive me, Selah. Be not thou afraid when one is made rich, when the glory of his house is increased. For when he dieth, he shall carry nothing away. His glory shall not descend after him. Though while he live, he blessed his soul, and men will praise thee when thou doest well to thyself. He shall go to the generation of his fathers. They shall never see light. Man that is in honor and understandeth not is like the beast that perish. Brother,
yes.
God said to that man, this night your soul shall be required.
Amen.
I'm getting ready to close.
Amen.
He said, fear not him that can kill the body.
That's right.
And do no more.
Amen.
But yea, rather fear him.
Yeah.
That after he's killed the body, he can cast his soul into hell.
Amen.
Fear
Amen.
Him. You know, if I had a jar and I could put my wife's love in it, and so now, whenever you break that seal, that love's going to go, whew, I'm going to keep my eye on that jar.
Amen, brother.
It's like a lady canning goods.
Yep. Yep.
Amen. They get it all together, they put it in there, they seal it up, and they wait, and all of a sudden you hear it.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
It's been sealed. Sister Lita, we're sealed until the day of redemption.
Amen. Amen.
If we want to stay sealed.
Amen.
And I've learned the what to break a broken spirit and a contrite heart.
Amen.
David will cry and say, Lord, take not thy Holy Spirit from me.
Amen.
In closing, he said, if you see a brother err from the truth, you which are spiritual, go to him in the spirit of meekness.
Amen.
Consider thyself. Because you can fall into some temptation problems too.
Amen.
Tell your brother, restore him. You've saved a soul from death and have hid a multitude of sins.
Amen.
One little sin will take your father. You keep taking you more and more and more.
Yeah.
But the Spirit of God will keep taking you to that perfect man Christ.
Oh, yeah. Amen.
Solomon, he said it was all vanity.
Yes, did.
All vanity and vexation of spirit.
Amen.
You see a man dying. He won't say, honey, get my credit card. Make sure you deposit that money. No, honey, get hold of God, because I sure need him.
Yeah. Come on, amen.
Yeah.
Amen. I don't know your heart, but God does.
That's right.
I don't even know my own without God showing it to me.
Come on, brother.
And I've learned, don't trust in it. Oh, it can change real quick. You ask David, you ask Solomon. But I can tell you, the Bible said, he that trusteth in his heart is a fool. And God says, a fool says in his heart, there is no God.
Come on, amen.
God calls it what it is.
Amen.
He's going to call that glorious church to himself.
That's right.
She's ready.
Hallelujah.
There will be a church ready.
Amen, brother.
And I'm looking for him.
Oh yeah.
But while I'm looking for him, I want to be busy.
Yeah.
About my Father's business, doing his will. Church, I'm asking you tonight,
If you had a son or a daughter or a wife, it's true, it's very, very true. Remember what I said, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers.
Amen.
About any one of us in here, if we had a loved one dying, and we had saved money for 50 years, and we had a bank account, $1 million was in it, clear. And the hospital would say, the only way we can do is that we have to do it, but it costs $1 million. I wouldn't have a second guess. And say, but we can. But it's going to cost that $1 million for 1 year to live. Honey, write the check out right now.
Yeah.
I believe that every one of us. Come on now.
Bless the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
But God said, what? We'll profit you.
Come on, bro.
The game, the whole world.
Amen.
He made that pretty big, didn't he?
That's right, amen.
He didn't say just this county or this city. He said the whole world.
That's right, amen.
We can't redeem his soul. But God did.
Amen.
That's the price he paid.
Amen.
If we want souls to be saved, let's start sowing for souls to be saved.
Amen.
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 The harvest is great.
Yes.
We need to be laborers together.
Yes.
To God be all the glory. I asked you tonight, you feel to come to this altar.
Yes.
Say, Lord,
yes,
I want souls.
Amen.
You told me in your word, he that's wise winneth souls.
Yes.
Then I want to start winning
yes
souls.
Yes.
If I can win one, then he can win one.
Yes.
He can win one. This church of all everything, being rich, no much, everything, is the very center of everything to the heart, if you want to say, is to see the lost saved.
Amen.
That's what it's for. And church, the church was built for the church.
Amen.
What we get in here, we take out the doors.
Come on, amen.
Not of us that came up here and got prayer tonight. We were praying for our sick loved ones. But some of them, if they died, they'd not go to that kingdom.
Amen.
That we've been preaching about tonight.
Amen.
We want to see them healed. I do. I want to see that. But most of all, I want to see that soul come to Christ.
Amen.
Brother Randy, would you come, Pastor? Would you come? Would you come? To God be the glory.